This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados records homicide number 39. The Bridgetown Port Cooperative Taxi Cooperative to launch a new taxi service app amid the Uber debate. The Barbados Water Authority says there are no immediate plans to lower water rates despite over $100 million owed. Trinidad and Tobago government reiterates why it's standing apart from CARICOM on regional security and U.S. involvement. And Israel says it will return to ceasefire hours after carrying out strikes on Gaza. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spencer. The details to the news just ahead. Barbados has recorded another homicide, making it the 39th for the year. Police say they received reports of a wounding at Agave Drive, Graham Hall, Christchurch, around 2 p.m. yesterday. Investigations point to a dispute between two non-nationals at a rental residence where one man was injured. He was taken by private vehicle to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, where he later succumbed to his injuries. When Starcom Network News visited the scene, one resident who requested not to be identified stressed people have been uneasy for some time about activities at the house where the killing occurred.
Over the last 5 years, there have been a rapid sequence of Jamaican residents or renters in this house. We have expressed concern about shifty behavior. We've even reported an incident to the police. This is not the same set of people living in the house right now, but there is a cause for concern among us that live in this vicinity, because sometimes there is lots of cursing, loud noise, quarreling, sometimes a little bit of raucous behavior, sometimes scantily dressed women.
A resident of Agave Avenue, Graham Hall, Christchurch. Police have revealed that a person of interest is now assisting with investigations. As national discussions continue over Uber's entry into the local taxi service market, the president of the Bridgetown Port Taxi Cooperative, Adrian Smiley Bailey, has announced the launch of the cooperative's new taxi service app called Zale, set to go live next Monday. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Mr. Bailey stressed the move is not reactionary to Uber's arrival and added that fares offered through the new service will remain within government-legislated ranges.
This is no knee-jerk reaction to Uber. The Bridgetown Co-op Taxi Society Limited is launching their own app on Monday. This is almost 6 to 8 weeks of work that we have put in place to formalize our own app. The Zale app has to go with the prices that is legislated by government. The Bridgetown Co-op is a cooperative that is an act of parliament. So for me to go and lower my prices to attract more work, it would be a slap in government face, and we can be called to account by that. So we have to operate with the price that is legislated by government.
Mr. Bailey also expressed concern over the effect of Uber's entry into an already saturated market. However, he welcomed the recent comments by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw, that the rideshare platform must work with registered taxi operators.
If Uber is coming into Barbados, and Uber is a global name, Uber is not bringing any airlift into Barbados. Uber is not bringing any cruise ships into Barbados. Uber is not bringing a brand name hotel into Barbados. Uber is coming to be impactful of the percentage of work on the landscape of Barbados. So once the minister cleared the air on Friday, making it clear that for Uber to operate in Barbados, they have to operate with registered taxis, that put the power up in the 4,500 taxi operators in Barbados.
President of the Bridgetown Port Taxi Cooperative, Adrian Bailey. The Barbados Water Authority says there are currently no plans to reduce water rates, even as the utility faces arrears of more than $100 million. During a news briefing over the weekend, BWA's Acting Chief Executive Officer, Christopher Mapp, revealed that though the numbers for disconnections have risen, the current rates are vital to national sustainability and are regionally competitive.
And I know when you talk about the overall water bill, people will talk about the water bill being high, but a portion of that water bill, certainly on the domestic side and commercial, at least $45 on that bill is the garbage and sewage contribution levy, which is a contribution levy for everyone. on. So even if there is an adjustment, that amount stays in place. So no thought right now in terms of an adjustment to the rate. I think we do have some of the cheapest water in the Caribbean, but also incidents of the customers due for disconnection has been increasing. And even when we disconnect, and we do seek disconnection as a last resort.
Acting Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Water Authority, Christopher Mapp. CIBC Caribbean says it remains deeply committed to supporting communities across the region, having invested more than 64 million Barbados dollars through its charitable arm, the ComTrust Foundation. Speaking during the 2025 Unsung Heroes Awards ceremony, Associate Counsel and Foundation Trustee Olivia Burnett said the bank's contributions have funded several projects.
So far, we have contributed more than 32 million US dollars or 64 million Barbados dollars towards activities and projects designed to contribute to the development of our region. We have given this support under three broad headings: health and wellness, youth and education, and the environment. We have awarded hundreds of scholarships over the years as the largest donor of undergraduate scholarships, as well as supported vital research with grants and postgraduate scholarships to students of the University of the West Indies. We provide long-term support to young entrepreneurs through a relationship with a group of youth business trusts. We also support a campaign to encourage reading among children in the OECS.
Associate Counsel and Foundation Trustee Olivia Burnett. As the Embassy of Colombia's Week of Peace with Nature launched yesterday, Director of the Oceana Hub, Shay Greenidge, says the masterclass event being hosted tomorrow, where students will transform plastic waste into art, is an important step in advancing climate education in Barbados. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Ms. Greenidge said the initiative supports the Ministry of Educational Transformation's project-based learning approach.
We saw this opportunity to be able to partner with the Colombian Embassy, where they were bringing five guardians of the ocean to Barbados. Those guardians are going to be coming and teaching our students firsthand some of the ways that you can take plastic art and repurpose it and make it into something beautiful. And one of the reasons why I love this approach is that it blends directly with the Ministry of Education's new education transformation initiative, and just making sure that our students are having these hands-on practical experiences. It's about empowering them and giving them the skills and then giving them the opportunities that they can then take into real world solutions. And beyond that, it's also about how we're going to be empowering our teachers to take this now into the classroom setting as well.
Director of the Oceana Innovation Hub, Shay Greenidge. The Trinidad and Tobago government has reaffirmed its support for U.S. military operations in the Caribbean, distancing itself from the concerns of every other CARICOM member state. In a statement, the Ministry of Foreign and CARICOM Affairs said the Prasad Bisesar administration fully backs Washington's intervention efforts to combat drug and human trafficking, calling them essential to maintaining a zone of peace. The move comes amid controversy over recent U.S. strikes off Venezuela that reportedly killed two Trinidad and Tobago nationals. And Israel says it has begun renewed enforcement of the ceasefire hours after carrying out a wave of strikes on Gaza, and both sides accused each other of breaching the deal. The Israel Defense Force earlier said Hamas fired an anti-tank missile and gunfire towards IDF troops near Rafah, killing two people, but the group says it is unaware of any clashes there. Hamas said Israel continues to breach the agreement, while the Israel Defense Force says the alleged attack by Hamas is a bold violation of the ceasefire. Hospital sources in Gaza say 44 people have been killed across the territory yesterday. Recapping the headlines, Barbados records homicide number 39. The Bridgetown Port Taxi Cooperative to launch a new taxi service app amid the Uber debate. The Barbados Water Authority says there are no immediate plans to lower water rates despite over $100 million owed. Trinidad and Tobago government reiterates why it's standing apart from CARICOM on regional security and U.S. involvement. And Israel says it will return to ceasefire hours after carrying out strikes on Gaza. That was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Michelle Spencer. Good morning.